However, Beisilli, at the top of the Ayin Beis, where Beisilli and Mesil says no, Beisilli Oyim holds that Midiraisa, you don't need Shimmer. Since she saw on the 11th day, so it can't make her into a Zephyr anymore, therefore he holds that Midiraisa, she could go to the mikveh at night. It's only Midirabonin that we say still she's tummy. So therefore Beisilli Oyim Mimpturim in a Korbin. Like Midirabonin Tarek at night time, she's still tummy. And therefore the husband is called a Boil Zephyr. Just in the chayiv of the korban that no, since midiraisa the petah from the korban, the rabbanim will not be machmir to make you bring a korban. It's chulin basera. So the Basil holds that if you see in the 11th day midiraisa, you could become Torah that night. What's going to be tov lo b'yom shel achrof? Let's say again, she saw in the 11th day, and she first went to the mikvah the next morning. So now midiraisa pshita she saw even according to Beishamai, because she waited till the next day. You made a little bit shimmer, and then she went to the mikvah the next day. So Tovla Biyoim or Shal Achrov, Feshimshas Besin, and then she lived with her husband. The Yachakach, then later Rosa, then she saw that day in the 12th day after she went to Mikvah, after she lived with her husband. Then she saw Dam. So Midi Raisa, really, she was taught at the Shas Tashmish. Now that she sees Dam, she becomes a Midi now, Midi Raisa, but that's all. Still, Beishami or Meshami says that Mitama Mishka Vemeshav, that Midi Rabbanin, we say no, Midi Rabbanin, we say that she was Tamei before, because it's a Gezeirah Otto during the Yud Aleph Yomim. And the deal is, let's say she saw on the second day of the Yud Aleph. So Loch Rish, she has to wait till tomorrow. He derives on the third day she can go to the Mikvah. But if she sees on the third day in the afternoon, then we said, like the Mafrei, she was Tamei all along. That's because now it could be coming to a Zav Gedela. But that's during the 11th. But here that she saw on the 11th day, so even though Midiraisa now, if she waits till the 12th day, she's Badai Torah. But Midirabbanan, though, Meshami makes a Gzeirah to join the Yiraf Yamin. Therefore, Midirabbanan, Meshami holds that the husband now is called, he was Boil Azava, and therefore he has a Tumas, Mishka V'Meshav. But here, Meshami also agrees, Pturim and a Korban, though. That since Midiraisa is the 12th day, so she's Torah, Meshach could live together, she was Torah, therefore they're parted from a Korban. Or Beisilla, Mesilla says, no, there's not even no tumor now. Hareza the Gargan, he just did something like a frost, he did something too fast, he shouldn't have done it. But there's no tumor, not even Midirabbanan. So since the Maestri is the 12th day already, and she went to the mikveh this morning, so Midiraisi, she's still Gomer. Even though she sees Dam later, she becomes a Nida first later, but not before. So therefore, Beshasta lived together, she was torn Midiraisa, so even Midirabbanan, they still hold, there's no tumor on the husband. It's just a raised a gargan that did something wrong. But on my dim, they both said, we'll agree, Meshach Mephilim, that the Roya Betochid Aleph, let's say she sees Dam on the 9th day. The Tovla Lerav, and she goes to the Mikvah at night, that's no good. The Shimshin, and live together. Shemetama Mishka Vemeshav, and Chuyav Mekorv, that they both agree, that's no good. The Torah says, if you see one day during these 11, you are Tami until the next day. You have to first wait till part of the next day came about, and you were told, then, you can go to the Mikvah. But at night time, you still tell me you can't go to the mikvah, subshita the chayiv, a korban, and he has tumas, a boil, a zava. Yeah. What's going to be tov leb yom shalach? Let's say she waited till the next day. She saw on the 9th day, and she waited till the 10th day, the yom, and she went to the mikvah then, the shimshim, to live together. So, the Mishnah says, I raised her time through something bad that he did. Because Umagani be lost in Klum, you have to wait and see. Because if she's going to see again on that day, to come out of Mafreya, he was Tame, she was Tame all along. So therefore, really, they're not supposed to live together. They're supposed to wait till the end of the day to make sure she does not see, then the Mutter. So again, so Midi Rice, so she goes to the Mikvah the next day, really she's Torah. So she's supposed to wait, not live together, because there's a suffix, maybe she'll see again that day. If she sees again, it's Mitzdarf, there's last two rears. So then we look at my friends if she was telling me the whole time. So but that's called Magen, we'll be lost in that clue, and it's hanging to see what's going to be. They shouldn't live together, she shouldn't touch any truma. Because if she does see later on, I'll make a tummy from the Mafreya from before. That's what I said. Tell her about one like this. So they both agree that the Tavelis Laila Lizava, if she's Tavel at night time for a Zava, Shainet Filo doesn't help. So Rashi says, the Afarpi Shechalukim Beisilu Beroya with Machlekes is where they see Yom Yud Aleph a Tovla Lerev Sheftur min a korban. Hosu mishum di yomir aleph loy boy shimmer. That's all. Hilkach lav zove heavy. Aber zove katana shotach yir aleph yom boy shimmer. So during the 11th yir aleph yom, she sees on the 9th day, lamashal, by daytime. So she's tummy until the next day. And therefore she goes to the mikveh at night. That does not help. So that's the bright. It says here, Fishavim both Beisil and Meshavim both agree, but B'Tovelis Laila Lizov, okay, so which is Shemeris Yom, she saw on the ninth day, even though she stops seeing, then by night she goes to the mikvah, Shein HaTvila, that's not called the Tvila, because she has to wait till the next day to make a Ktsar Shimur, and then she can first go to the mikvah. Fishavim also they both agree, the Roye B'Toch Yir Aleph Yom, if they see in the middle of the 11 days, for Tovla Lerev, then she goes to the mikvah, now that she saw on the ninth day, and she goes to the mikvah the ninth by night. Vishim, that she lives with her husband, she's still a zava, a zava katana, and therefore lochri shemetame mishka b'moishav. The husband's like a boiled zava; he becomes a tamei mishka b'moishav. If he later sits on the bed or lies on the bed, he's metamerit, and b'chayov mekorban is chayiv mekorban because God, he was boiled zava. Lenech lekuwir is the machlokes in the mishnah. Ela b'yom yiralef yom. Only in the case where she sees on the 11th day itself. Here's the machlokes. That even though she saw on the 11th day, still midirais, you have to have shimmer. And she cannot go to the mikveh tonight, but she has to wait till the next day first. So she goes to the mikveh at night, it means nothing. Therefore, she still has tumas zava on a ketana. And therefore, thus becomes a boil nida, a boil zava, he has tumas mishka v'moshev, nechaya v'korbin. Or they still hold poitra mikorbin, mesil holds no. That midiraisa, since they saw, she saw on the 11th day, she does not need shimur. Because the next day she can't become a zavah, only a denidus. Therefore, after the 11th day goes by at night, they still hold midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah, that she becomes tor. Just midirabanan, though she's still tummy until the next day. But negate to a korbin, they still hold, it's potum in a korbin. This now, omala and beishamah beisilu, she beishamah goes back to a tenant of beisilu. And it sounds like this. Maishno yom yud aleph miyom toich yud aleph. What's the difference between if she saw dam on the 11th day or she saw dam on the 9th day? That's Beshama's kashd of Beisilu. Like in Shivul al Tumma, you're telling me when she sees on the 11th day, she's told me until the next day. Is solely Yishvud al Korban, shouldn't it be the same halacha that they live together at night, that he should be chayav a korban? Why do you Beisilu say that he is tamei, just he's part of the korban? This Omrulam Beisilu says back no. Omrulam Beisilu Beishamai lo yimamata b'tech yiralav is a big difference. If she sees in the middle of the Yiralav Yom on the ninth day, a shekain yom shalachrov mitzarafi ma'laziva. So if she sees again on the next day, she has like 2 days to make her into a zava. So they mitzaraf together, therefore taka, she's tamei midiraisa. Therefore the vichayiv a korban. But to yom b'yom yiralav, where she sees the first time on the 11th day, Shein Yom Shalachrov Nistarafi Malaziva, even if she sees again tomorrow on the 12th day, she does not make herself into more of a Zava, because after the 11th day, on the 12th day, she becomes a Nida, and so he came in Nistarafi too. Therefore, they still hold that at night time she's not Tommy anymore, Midiraisa, because she could go to the mikvah. Therefore, she went to the mikvah and they live together, they're not Chayim the Korbin, because the Chumah we just say he has Tumah, Midirabonin. So still, Omrulam Beisham, Beishami goes back and asks the question back to Beisil, and so, Hishvi Midai Seim, make both halachas together. Meaning to say, Im Shivla Lutum, if you're telling me now they live together at night, that he is Tomei, so Yishvila Le Korban, who didn't she be Chayiv a Korban also? Like a Monashev, either she's still Tomei at night or not. V'im Le Shivla Le Korban, if you say no, that part of the Korban, Mashvila, since she went to the mikvah at night time, she's not Tomei anymore, then Le Yishvila Le Tum Hu Adin, he should not be a boiled Zava, he should not have Tumas Mishka Meishav on him. So what's Shan Beisilu? Omula, Beisilu Beisilu says back, yes. It's only midirabanan that really midiraisa, since she saw on the 11th day, there's no din shimmer. And therefore, at night time, she could go to the mikvah. Just midirabanan amach, when they say she's still tamei until the next day. So therefore, midirabanan, we say he has tumor on him. Lachmir, mean to say midirabanan, he's tamei. Lo neviyulu de korban okel. We can't say lachumra, make him bring a korban also. That we can't do. Because since midiraisa doesn't need a korban, it's called the korban, it's called chudul lazara. So therefore, we can't do it to him. Therefore, midirabanan, we're not mechayvim to bring a korban. Tzatzan Beisilil. In the Jirai Sataka, that's all at night. It's only with the Rabbanan, though, that they have to wait till the next day. Therefore, with the Rabbanan, that Tamei, but a Korban, that Potter from a Korban. For Yoit, secondly, Midivreichem Atam Meishchem, that Beisilil says back to Vishama, from your words, I have a pircha, a question on you, Kabait, you have a question on you. Shatem, I'm you Beisham, I hold, that Tov Lo Yoim Shalachrov, let's say she went to the mikveh first on the 12th day, the Shimshon, and then they live together, the Yachakach Rosso, and then she sees Dam again on the 12th day, that you Beisham, I hold, that Mitama Mishka B'Meshav. We consider that if she was Tamil Mafreya Mashma, will come out with Susi Asonim Rabbanim. And therefore the Baal is told a boil Zava and he has Tumas Mishka B'Meshav on him. But you Beisham, I agree that Abturim in a Korban, that the Baal in this case, since it's the 12th day, he's Potter from a Korban. So the Sil says back, Avatim, I have a question on you then. You also Hishvu Midaseich and make you both Midas alike. Mean to say, Im Shivula Latumam, if you hold that even on the 12th day she's still Tamei, then Yishvula Lakorbin, why don't you say it's Chai the Korbin? Vim La Shivula Lakorbin, if you say no, she's Tor, that is not Chai the Korbin, then La Yishvula Tumma, you should not say it's called the Boil Zov, you should not have Tumas Mishka V'Meshav. So it's a Kasha and you, Beishamai. Ella, what do you have to say? That Lamaisa, since it's the 12th day right now, Lahachmir, that's what you say, she has a din tumor on her, and therefore the husband is called a boyo, Zoba, Tumas Mishka V'Moshe, son of Lechuba Midrabanin. For Beloy Lahok, you're not Midiraisa. Then Midiraisa, since she's Tor, you're not Chai V'Korbin. So Achinam, Ilhaku Lahok, you say, you Besham Yosuhot from this Svara. That's only Midrabanin, we say you Tamei, and therefore we will Machmir to say she has, she's Tamei, and therefore he's a boyo Zoba. But not to make on din Torah, not to bring a korban. David Mor says, Amr Afuna Afuna holds and says, Mishkovo Moshovo Shebisheni Beishamai Mitamim Afa Pisha Tovlo and Afa Pishla Rosso. So Rashi says, Rafuna is saying like this, that according to Beishamai, if Isha sees during the 11 days, means she sees on the 8th day, let's say, so Midiraisa now, she's Tomei until the mikvah of the 9th day comes by. But about the Midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah on the 9th day. And after she goes to the mikvah, Midiraisa, she's Tor. Even though we send the mitzvah, they should not live together until the end of the 9th day, because maybe she may see later. But according to right now, she's Tor. So Funa says that according to Vishama, there's a chumra to say that even though she went to the mikvah, even though she does not see, still, that she's considered Tomei. Chumra means Midrabbanim. Midrabbanim, though she is Tomei. So Moses says, my time, what's the reason? Because the swari is kivin di luchazia. Since if she would see on the 9th day, mitama should be tamal mafraya, being star after the first ria. It's called she's tamal on the 8th and 9th day. So hashtanami mitama, even though now she did not see on the 9th day, still Beis Shammai makes the chumra to say, midrabbanan she should be tamay. Therefore midrabbanan they should not be tovel. That's what Funa's chiddush. So Moses says back, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says back, Mechura, my commission, what are you teaching us? Tanina, Mechura, we learned this in the Mishnah. My commission, Tanina, we learned that Tov Lo Yoim, Shalachrov, this Mechura is on the 12th day. She went to the mikvah on the 12th day, where she's sure on the 11th, and now the next day she goes to the mikvah. The Shim, she's based, and she lives with her husband then. The Yachakach Rost, and then later she sees on the 12th day. The Sham Yerim, Metam Mishkav, and Meshavais. That Midrabbanan, though, we say she was Tomei then, and therefore the husband is called the Boil Zava, he's Tomei Mishka V'Moshav, but of Turim and Akorban, you're part of an Akorban. So what's Yechidish Rafuna? You see clearly, Beshami is Machmir. So Yatak is Machmir on the 12th day, who I did the same Sfor should be, that on the 9th day, we should also make the Chumrah. That just like if she would see later, she should be Tomei L'Mafraya, so according to Beshami, Midrabbanan, she should be Tomei, even though she didn't see. So this the question is, what's the food is Chiddush? So Mora says back, no, Omer of Kano. Rosh Hashani, what's the Tushtel over here, where she sees on the 12th day, since she sees Dam. So since she sees Dam, here Beishana makes the Chumra to say she's Tamei. But in our case, where she did not see Dam on the 9th day, maybe according to Beishana, is not even Tamei Midrabbanan. Therefore, we need the food to teach us, no, that she is Tamei Midrabbanan. This the Mora says back, no, Omer of Yosef. Tuchi Rosh Hashani, even though she sees on the 12th day, really, so what? We have to need thee. Really, that she sees now on the 12th day, it makes her into a need, not into a zava. Elamai tamek zeira chumrom, that ought to, during the 11 days, so who are then, about as a swara to say, Beshama should also make the chumra to say, that if she saw on the eighth day. Then the ninth day, even though she met a Ksas Shimon, she went to the mikvah, that's still with the Rabban, and still she's Tomei. All Malaya by the Mitzvah, Rabbi is about Rabbi Yosef, Rav Kana, Rav Kukash, this was bothering Rav Kana. That Bishleim Eichad, the Rosa, no, it's like this, like really Rav Hun is good. That Bishleim, when she mamis Suadam on the 12th day, then Gazrin in Rear the Nidah to Rear the Zava, still we make Zera. It says the last year she saw today on the 12th day, even though it's a Rear of Nidah, not a Zavra anymore, but still a pastimatic Zera says she's talking about Alamafreya, or to when she would see in the middle of the 11 days. But the question is, who said Beshami would say, Elaheche de la Rosa, my Nigzabo? But here, Rav Huna is saying a tremendous Chiddush. She saw on the 8th day. The 9th day she did not see. So who said we should make Nigzera to say, after she went to the mikvah on the 9th day, so she was telling with the Rabban until the evening, who said that? So if we need Rav Huna to teach us this Chiddush. For Yoit, secondly, Tanan, we learn that this in Mishnah Zavon, it says, Haro Yeriacha Shal Zayv. If a man sees one time Zav, so Beshama Yermim Kishemeris Yerm Kineged Yerm. The loch he has is, he's considered like a Shemeris Yerm Kineged Yerm. The Minasafik is Tamei. Ube Silaymer no Kabakari, he's only called like a Kabakari, nothing more.